Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What a beautiful Tuesday morning. Precious one, we give thanks to the Lord for this precious day. Have you given thanks to God this morning? Have you said unto God, thank you, Father? You know that life inside of you is a gift. Always be thankful to God and be grateful unto Him for the gift of life, and of course for other numerous blessings that He has given you. I'm so excited to come your way again this morning, because today is the day the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And of course, I have a special announcement for you. It's something personal, and I think I can share it with you, my good friend. Today is my wife's birthday. Please, all I'm asking from you is just a word of prayer for my wife. Pray for my wife. Pray for Pastor Mrs. Folashade Peter Ilesomi. Bless her from your heart. She is such a wonderful woman who has stood by my side when it is convenient and when it is not convenient. I do not know what I can do to sufficiently appreciate her, but I feel you can help me by praying for her. That's all I'm asking for. And as you do this, the Lord bless you. And of course, don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, because by the end of this month of November, we will stop sending GMJ podcast to individual WhatsApp accounts. So by now you should have followed us on Facebook, you know, on X, on YouTube, then WhatsApp channel, Telegram channel, on Spotify. All you need to do is to look for GMJ podcast, GMJ podcast. Then on Instagram, gmj.podcast. Make sure you do so on time. And what is our wisdom nugget for today? Our wisdom nugget for today says, God is committed to the humble. He will show him what is right and guide him in his ways. God is committed to the humble. He will show him what is right and guide him in his ways. Beloved, make sure you ponder on that wisdom nugget. And of course, today we are continuing with our series, God Wants the Best for You. So today makes it part two. And the subject I will be looking at today is basic steps to start hearing God clearly. Basic steps to start hearing God clearly. So this is in a sequel to what we started as our discussion in the last episode. I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. Isaiah 30 verse 21. It says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. Beloved, he says you will hear a word behind you. So it is very possible to be hearing God, and that voice will tell you the way that you should walk in. So what are these basic steps? I will be sharing seven with you today, okay? Number one, be genuinely saved. Make Jesus your Lord. That's number one. There are many people today claiming they are saved. If you are not saved from sin, if you have not confessed your sin, if you have not made up your mind to forsake your sins, if Jesus has not become your Lord and your Savior, you are not saved. If you are saved, number one, Jesus must have become your Lord and your Savior. And this is personal. Your personal Lord, your personal Savior. The two do not mean the same. As a Savior, He has saved you from sin. He will save you from sin. As the Lord, He becomes your owner, the one that directs your life. It means you have no life of your own anymore. Your life must be lived according to His will. Okay? Be genuinely saved. That is number one. And of course, you must have made up your mind to forsake your sin. Not just confessing your sin, make up your mind to forsake your sins. You cannot claim to be saved and you are still living in sin. Alright? Number two, be close to your Bible. Be close to your Bible. Love to study the Bible. The more you love it, the more you study it. The more you study it, the more you love it. Alright? There is no way you can start hearing God when you are far from the scriptures. Alright? You must learn to study the Bible regularly. Love to study your Bible. Number three, desire to respond as God would in any given situation. Desire to respond as God would in any given situation. Always ask yourself the basic question. If Jesus were to be in my situation, what will He do? Always seek for what God will do. When God sees that state of your heart, I'm telling you, He will start speaking to you. Number four, demonstrate humility. Demonstrate humility. Very important. When you look at Psalm 25 verse 9, it says He will show the humble what is right. He will teach the humble His way. Demonstrate humility. And the way to demonstrate that is you being obedient to the will of God that has been revealed to you. At least the one that you have known. Obey it. What God has spoken to you, obey it. When you do that, the Holy Spirit will speak to you more. Alright? Number five, as you pray, learn to listen back to God. Today we have more spontaneous prayer. People just pray and pray and pray 3 hours, 4 hours, and they don't give God any time to talk back to them. That is not actually prayer. Prayer is a communion. Prayer has to be a communication. When you pray, learn to listen back to God. It is very, very important. Don't just pray without any attempt to hear what God also has to say. Blessed is the one who listens to me. That is what God says in Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching at my doors day by day, waiting beside my doorway. God loves to speak to His own children. So if you are praying for 30 minutes, why don't you pray for 15 minutes and use the remaining 15 minutes to just relax before Him, hear what He has to say to you. As you do this, you will find that practice actually makes perfect. So don't just be the one talking. Let God also talk back to you. Alright? Number six, learn to trust God. Even though when the answer that you have gotten or what comes your way after you have prayed does not look like what you want or what you desire, still give thanks to God. Believe that what He has allowed to come your way is the best for you. You know, Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to verse 7 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He will make your path straight. When you trust God, you will not look down on what He allows to come your way, because you know eventually it must work for your good. You have prayed, let God have His way. All right, trust Him that He knows what is best for you. That's number six. When God sees that positioning of your heart, that you trust Him, you will hear Him more. Number seven, ensure a clean heart. Ensure a clean heart. Very, very important. Refrain from keeping offenses, bitterness, lust, pride, and the likes in your heart. Ensure you clean your heart, you know, regularly through the Word of God, praying in the Holy Ghost, and ensuring that you take radical steps that can help your heart to stay clean. When you look at the Word of God according to the book of Psalm 68, verse 18, Psalm 68, verse 18, it says, if I had abhorred sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. There is no way you can talk to God when your heart is unclean. So ensure that you maintain a clean heart. If your heart is rightly positioned, the Holy Ghost will communicate with you freely. Let me just tell you this. In your life, beloved, ensure the Holy Spirit is always free to convict you of any ungodliness. Ensure the Holy Spirit is always free to convict you of any ungodliness. And the moment He does that, do the needful. Don't argue with Him. Alright? If you follow these 7 steps, you know, being genuinely saved, being close to your Bible, desiring to respond as God would in any given situation, demonstrating humility and learning to listen back to God in the place of prayer, learning to trust God for the answers He brings your way, ensuring a clean heart. If you follow these steps, you will move toward maturity. And that means more of God and less of you. And a major reward for this is that you will begin to hear God more clearly. Now I want us to pray. Say it after me, beloved. Say, "Dear Holy Spirit, I truly desire to hear your voice. Please help me to achieve this in the mighty name of Jesus." Go ahead and pray. "Dear Holy Spirit, I truly desire to hear your voice. I really desire your leading for my life. Please help me. I can't live this life on my own. I can't lead myself. I can't help myself. Help me, dear Holy Spirit, to hear your voice, to be led by you. Rakoti Santa Liaba, memori ketesedea, concerning all situations in my life, I submit to you, I surrender to you. Speak to me, and I will obey your voice. Thank you, dear Holy Ghost. Rako tase tahalia daba kaparu kutisede, endele prekotushata. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray that the Lord God will order your step and bless your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, your inner ears are open, your spiritual eyes are open. You will hear His voice clearly, no more confusion. You will not grope about in the dark. Walk in the light in the name of Jesus. Concerning that situation, answer has come unto you in the name of Jesus. You will return with testimonies today in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you, beloved. Thank you so much for your time. And don't forget to share this content with other people today. Stay lifted and be fulfilled in His purpose for your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, "Oh Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now. You're mighty deliverer.
Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus, and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.